Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Kelsey Stewart, and today I am wrapping up our last week of our devotional series, Jesus Teach Me. And today I am reading The Supernatural You Through the Power of the Holy Spirit, written by Mary Jo Mast. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for my sisters who are here listening to this wisdom that has been gleaned from one of your daughters, Mary Jo. Father, I pray that you would send your Holy Spirit to be with us so that we can truly, truly learn what it means to have the Holy Spirit with us as we parent, as we go through our marriage, and as we go through life. Father, we thank you, and it's in Jesus' name I ask all these things. Amen. Those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully evaluate all things. That is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15a. The supernatural you through the power of the Holy Spirit. What does it mean to carefully evaluate all things through the Spirit? I grew up with virtually no understanding of the Holy Spirit, but when I was 29 years old, the Lord began to teach me. Maybe you're like me and desire to know more. Below are a few key things we can know about him through his word. Number one, you have the mind of Christ through the Holy Spirit. Did you know you have the ability to think like God, to have his ways, purposes, and thoughts made known to you? Do you understand you can tap into his wisdom and have his deepest mysteries revealed? The Bible says if you believe in Jesus through faith, you possess the Holy Spirit and have this supernatural ability to have the mind of Christ. God gives you free rein to evaluate things through Jesus' Spirit. In other words, he gives you wisdom and understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12 says, "But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's Spirit so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us." Number two, you are a new creation through the Holy Spirit. When you become saved, you were transferred from one kingdom realm to another, from darkness to light. This happened through the power of God's Spirit. As a result, you no longer operate under this old world system, but were birthed into God's new and upgraded version. Your mind is now under the influence of God's Spirit living in you. The Spirit breathed life into your being, giving you spiritual life from God. The Holy Spirit is an upgrade, kind of like an old computer with brand new software uploaded onto it. This gives you the ability to understand the language of God. It takes faith to believe this, to activate this knowledge about the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Yet what the Bible says is completely true. And number three, you have the same Spirit in you that anointed Jesus while he operated on earth. Isaiah prophesied about Jesus in Isaiah 11, verse 2, which says, "And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." Before Jesus died, he promised to send the same Holy Spirit he operated in as a gift to those who believed in him. Isn't that exciting? John chapter 14, verses 16 through 17 says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. Friend, the Holy Spirit is all you need to overcome obstacles in front of you. He gives you his life, mind, thoughts, and truth. Just believe and receive these concepts, even if they are new, and continue to ask him to fill, guide, and help you understand them. As you keep praying and studying the Word of God, you will grow in understanding and wisdom in the knowledge of him who teaches all things. How wonderful to have access to God, who gives us the ability to carefully evaluate all things through the power of his Spirit. Blessings, Mary Jo. I love this devotional. Mary Jo has such a way with teaching others about the Holy Spirit. She is someone who has lived life and has lived without the Holy Spirit in her life and with the Holy Spirit in her life. And I think that is something that as Christians we can relate to. And so as we finish out this week, I just want to encourage you that you have the power through the Holy Spirit to do all things that God has called you to do. You are a mother, and this job is so important. But we can't let the importance make us feel anxious or stressed or aggravate our mothering to the point where we feel lost and desperate for hope. We have Jesus inside of our hearts. He left us a blueprint for how we need to love our children in the same way that he not only loved children while he was on earth, but he also loved everyone around him. And the way that he loved, he didn't just say it, he didn't just talk the talk, he walked the talk. And so as we go about our mothering, it is just so encouraging to know that we have access to God's Holy Spirit. We have to keep that in mind. I know I do for myself. Sometimes I view the Holy Spirit as a completely separate entity, and I sometimes am guilty of thinking that wrong way. But mamas, the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit, and his Spirit lives inside of us. And if we obey him and we tune in and we hear his gentle promptings in our lives and his guidance, and we adhere to that, he has a good life in store for us, full of joy. And it's not to say that it won't be without tribulations, but it will be full of his love and joy. And so as you're going about this week, busy with your children, with your husband, with your family, your friends, I just want to pray over you and the important things in your life. And I want to pray that you would tap into God's Holy Spirit that is currently living inside of you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you again for this time with my sister in Christ. I am so thankful that I have a voice for the moms in this generation, and that you have anointed me with just being able to reach moms in all parts of the world. Father, I feel so amazed by all the things that you constantly show me through this amazing ministry and through the eyes of Jesus. Father, I pray for each and every mom listening that she would be blessed and that she would feel your blessings. She would see your blessings. She would experience your blessings, Lord. Show her the blessings of her children. Show her the blessings of her family. Show her the blessings of her husband. Father, I pray that you would fill her up with extra Holy Spirit, extra of your Spirit, that you would just speak so loudly and clearly to her that she would hear you each and every step that she takes throughout her days, her hectic, stressful, busy days. Lord, take them, replace the stress with peace, your peace that can only come from you. Father, I thank you for the families that are being touched by your word every day through the Bible, through the spreading of the gospel of your son Jesus here on earth. Father, it's so amazing. I am in so much awe of you and all of the little details that we think are small, but they are big to you in your kingdom, Lord, and they work for your good and they show your glory to others. Father, I praise you. I love you. I pray all of this in your son Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, Mama. And that includes taking care of your children and your husband. We love you. We pray you have a blessed week. Thank you for supporting the Help Club for Moms podcast. We are so honored that you were able to join us for today's episode. For more information and resources, visit our website, helpclubformoms.com. We are praying for you and your family, and we are always here to encourage you to become the Christian woman, wife, and mother you were created to be.